If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Let's just play a little theory here in practice. Let's say he does get a new trial. Do you think the defense of Alec Murdaugh is just going to present the same defense as the last time? I would highly doubt it, but I'm curious as to what's been going through your mind. If you were in those shoes, where would you take it if he does get another chance?
You know, they're going to have to pull out all the stops. They're going to probably do new investigation, try to uncover new evidence that might lead to new defenses. And that's not uncommon at a second trial. One thing Murdaugh is going to have to contend with, though, is that he testified for days and he made some damning admissions during that testimony. And he's going to be married to those. He's not going to be able to get out of those. Even if he doesn't testify at the second trial, the jury is likely going to hear about some of the unfavorable stuff that he said while on that witness stand. And so, is it going to be some sort of augmented, modified hybrid defense that's kind of like the one before, but a little different? That's what's going to be exciting about it if there is a new trial. And I don't mean to diminish the gravity of it. It's extremely serious, but just from a law nerd's perspective.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's obviously a horrible, horrible thing. People lost their lives here. But at the same point, yeah, those of us who are watching it closely are just like, well, this is going to be something to see. How much from the former trial can be admissible into a new trial, especially considering the circumstances, if in fact they do say, yeah, there was jury tampering? Can his testimony, can the prosecution go and play that back if they really wanted to in a new trial? Or are some of those things off limits because they basically took place in a trial that was deemed, not fair?
You know, evidentiary rules vary by jurisdiction, but generally speaking, former testimony under oath regarding the same matter that's being determined at a future trial is often admissible. And so what Murdaugh has said, and especially the things about screwing over his former clients and taking millions of dollars and that kind of thing, those potentially come in too if Murdaugh's credibility is at issue in the new trial, assuming there is a new trial. Mm-hmm. So I think a big chunk of it could come in, and they're going to have to shuck and jive around that on the defense side.
Just like, hey, here's a rerun. This has happened earlier. Let's watch this. Do you think Alec would take the stand at a second trial? Obviously, Alec is going to do what Alec wants to do. I can't imagine it was his attorneys who said, yeah, get up there. I mean, unless it was just a Hail Mary at that point in time.
Tony, he cannot help himself. He is absolutely going to get on that stand. This guy, I'm no psychologist, but he seems to have some potentially narcissistic tendencies. He likes to hear himself talk, and he's articulate, and he's sharp, but as time goes on and with a seasoned prosecutor, like in the first case, he's going to talk himself into some pits that he might not be able to climb out of. And he did that in the first trial. Will he do that in the second trial? I think it's highly likely.
If he does grant it a new trial, how far down the road do you foresee that being till that takes place?
The wheels of justice move pretty darn slowly. But in this case, I think a lot of the investigation for the prosecution side has already been done. It's not like they have to hire a bunch of new experts and go out to a bunch of new crime scenes or anything like that. So that part's already taken care of. I suspect if there is a new trial, he is in custody. He would have speedy trial rights. And so I think that that trial could come to pass more quickly than we all think, perhaps even in the next 6 months, or the 6 months after the judge decides on the new trial.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.